You are listening to the audio production of Signals, How Brain Science and the Bible Help Parents Raise Resilient Children by Sherilyn Orr, published by Focus on the Family in alliance with Tyndale House Publishers. This book is read by Nan McNamara. Introduction. How can I write a book about parenting? I sometimes still ask myself that question, or a version of it. I know how imperfect I am at this job. I'm frequently fatigued and often feel like a total failure as I try to guide my kids toward wisdom and resilience. There have been times when I wasn't sure I had the physical, emotional, or mental strength to finish the day, much less help other parents understand how to get through their days. Why would anyone want to hear what I have to say? I expressed my doubts to my husband as I was considering this project. He agreed that we faced some big challenges in our family, but that it was these trials that gave me the ability to help other parents. You have lived it, he said. You can speak into other parents' lives, not because you are perfect or make every decision perfectly, but because you understand the challenges so well. You have lived it. We have indeed. These days, we usually have 10 children sitting around our dinner table at night, 7 kids of our own, 4 of whom we've adopted, and a few other foster children we've brought under our roof until the situation improves for them elsewhere. Some of the children we've welcomed into our home have faced special academic and behavioral challenges. A few others have experienced significant trauma. And we've done all of this while living overseas, outside the comforts of our own culture. As my husband reminded me, our family life is a lot more complicated than what many people our age experience, raising a couple of kids in a big home in the suburbs. Whether through our family life or our ministry, there aren't many parenting challenges we haven't faced. Being a mom to these kids constantly reminds me that family life is a place for growth. For kids, obviously, but also for parents. And I have seen much growth in my parenting strategies. Early on, I used the sorts of tactics my own parents used as I was growing up. If you're around my age, you may know what I'm talking about, a sort of fear-based system of expectations enforced with punishment. Obey the rules or reap the consequences. Don't get me wrong, my mom and dad were good parents in the sense that they wanted what was best for my siblings and me. They did what they could with what they had, and I remember with fondness their wisdom, love, and good intentions. But I also recognize that most moms and dads of that generation didn't have the
Sample complete. Ready to continue?